What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. And joining us on Skype right now is Daisy Luther. And Daisy, thank you for spending time with us today.
Hi, I'm really excited to be here.
Well, why don't we start off by you sharing with our listeners your website, The Organic Prepper, what it does, and give us a little background on yourself.
Okay, well, my website, like you said, is theorganicprepper.com. I like to call it the official blog of the apocalypse because it just seems like bad things keep happening that we need to get prepared for. So that's a little bit about my website. I've got all sorts of articles on current events, on health, on preparedness in general, and some really great guest writers. I am a single mom. I live in Virginia with my two daughters and a whole bunch of cats, dogs, and chickens. And that's about it.
Well, it sounds really kind of good. How old are your kids?
They are 17 and 22.
They're past the fun stage.
They are past anyway, the fun stage. Now they're
they're
the
past the fun stage.
College stage. You know,
anyway, enough of this personal chit chat here. I wanted you on the show because I've posted many articles, or I've linked to many articles from the Organic Prepper. In fact, I just put up the main page on my page, whatreallyhappened.com, so that people can find it when they want to. But I think in our email discussion, we were talking about this very alarming decline in civility in political discourse what seems to be escalating toward actual outright violence, where we've had mutilated animals left on the doorsteps of ICE officials. We've had people just out with their families having dinner being harassed, Scott Pruitt being the recent one. And apparently a poll showed that something like 30% of Americans are concerned there could actually be a new civil war in the streets of this country.
Well, you know, it's really getting more intense, I would say, by the week. Ever since the last election, I've just watched things devolve so quickly. And, you know, it seems like now we just know too much about each other. And maybe that's because of social media. You know, everybody shares their little memes that tell their opinions about their favorite politicians or their least favorite politicians. And we just start learning a little too much about the opinions of our neighbors. Now it seems like it is completely socially acceptable to attack someone either verbally or physically because they believe a little bit differently than you do. And, you know, if the things going on now against Trump supporters had gone on during the Obama administration against Obama supporters, I mean, all heck would have broken loose. That just never would have flown. And I find the hypocrisy and the double standard really ridiculous. Now, let me be absolutely clear. I'm not a huge Trump supporter, nor was I a huge Obama supporter. I'm a libertarian, and so I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. So I believe that I can kind of look at this with a little bit less bias than people who are just like wholeheartedly conservative or liberal. And I can say that the double standard is mind-boggling.
Well, it absolutely is. And again, when you have the liberal bias that is clearly in the corporate media, I'm sure the GOP understood how dangerous it would be to encourage their supporters to actually physically confront any of Obama's supporters. The inverse is now true. And even though the media is starting to cover these incidents, you can almost sense an undercurrent of, well, these guys really deserved it anyway, like we saw with Scott Pruitt. And you've got Maxine Waters, who's out there encouraging this along. She's refusing to apologize. She's out there saying no more good guy politics. And some of the other Democratic leadership are realizing she's damaging the brand, and their poll numbers are actually starting to go down, and they're trying to delink from her. But Maxine is still out there. Nancy Pelosi is still out there. Dianne Feinstein is still out there. And they're apparently being seen as the face of the Democratic Party. even though the Democrats would rather everybody was looking at this 27-year-old Alexandria, I'm blanking on the last part of her name, who just won.
The socialist chair.
Yeah, the upset victory. But at this point, that lack of civility, it does strike me as something that could very easily spin out of control. And were there to be rioting in the streets, it's hard to call it a civil war, because during the civil war, there were clearly demarcated lines. If you were on this side of the line, you were the good guy. If you were on that side of the line, you were the bad guy. Today in our culture, it's all blended in, like that situation we had up in Portland that degenerated into a riot. It's everybody fighting everybody on the streets of America. And I can't understand why the Democrats would want to push that. You've got Antifa is out there. They're apparently supported by George Soros, Black Lives Matter. And a lot of this is inherited from Hillary Clinton's political campaign in 2016, which, lacking any real substantive ideas to appeal to voters, was playing identity politics, race baiting, the feminist card, and literally was trying to stir up racial trouble to try and draw more black voters to support her. And again, she came very close to winning, but she lost. And immediately after that, all of her liberal snowflake types basically went on a rampage. They were trashing cities that had voted for Hillary. And it was really out of control. And you had to wonder, did somebody really think they were going to drive Trump out of the White House with all this violence and put Hillary in, even though she lost the election? But
they
now
really
that we're
did
heading
think
into
that,
the midterms.
Though.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. But they really did think that. I mean, they said that. They said, we're going to do this until Trump leaves office and then Hillary Clinton can be president. I mean, clearly, they never took a civics lesson in high school. I don't think they teach civics in high school anymore, but they really do not understand how the United States government works. But they outwardly said they thought that they could pull Trump and get Clinton in office.
Well, they haven't succeeded yet, but again, we're starting to see an escalation of this kind of incivility and violence as we get closer and closer to the midterm elections this November. And it strikes me it's probably just as orchestrated in 2018 as it was in 2016. But it's also something that could spin out of control because everybody seems to be being primed. Well, not everybody, but mostly over on the liberal Democratic side, it's almost like they're being primed to be violent as a response to anybody who doesn't go along with them, which, again, they don't really have a platform. They don't have an idea that is gaining traction with the voters. In fact, young white Americans, the millennials, are starting to swing over to the GOP right now.
Interesting. That's really interesting. You know, I think our issue is that we are seeing a lot of extremism, and we're seeing it on both sides. I mean, you've got the alt-right neo-Nazi types, which I don't think they're really one and the same, but, you know, they all get grouped in together. And then you have your extreme left-wing types. And, I mean, none of these people represent just, like, average Americans, the people who are in your neighborhood. These are the most extreme of each side of the platform. I mean, they're nowhere near the middle of the road, but because they do things that are so outrageous, they get the media coverage. And honestly, mm-hmm. the media stirs the pot. The media loves this stuff. You know, it really appears to be their goal to have us at each other's throats.
Yes, it does. It's just a divide and conquer kind of an approach. Again, I think with the drop in polls, the Democrats are realizing their chances of retaking the House in November are in serious jeopardy, which is why I think they're trying to flood as many illegals into this country as they can to then register them to vote and to vote Democratic, even though it is illegal for non-citizens to vote. But that seems to be a desperation ploy. But they are fanning up this tension, and I think they're going back to the 2016 playbook. Of just setting group against group, black against white, men against women, young against old, basically coming out with this message about, if you will support us, if you'll vote for us, we'll save you from those mean old people who are coming to harm you. And
right.
It's a, yeah.
You probably know who Selko is. He is really prominent yes. writer in the preparedness market. He's a friend of mine, and he writes articles for my website. And one of the articles he wrote talks about what was going on right before the Balkan Wars, which was really just like a giant civil war. It was, you know, turning religion and nationality, which here it would be more like turning states against each other. And he said during the time right before that war, the media really made a point of making people hate and fear each other. And we're seeing the same thing here. We're being made to hate and fear people who are on the, quote, other side. You know, we're not even seeing people as human beings and Americans. And I'm not saying everybody's like this, but a lot of people, the people who are the most outraged, aren't seeing the enemy as anything but the enemy. They're not seeing them as human beings and fellow Americans anymore. They are someone to be hated and feared.
Yes. And they're being dehumanized and, you know, objectified to make that process easier. My question here is there actually somebody, some group that really wants unrestrained violence in the streets of America? I would certainly hope not. But it's hard to figure out just where this is all headed.
It is hard to figure out. You know, I mean, there are a few different things we can think of. Every time something horrible happens, you know, we get more rights taken away, you know, yes. for our own safety, quote unquote. I mean, that's how we got the TSA. Something horrible happened, and we ended up getting fondled every time we get on an airplane. So, I mean, you know, it's obviously going to be a control kind of thing. There are going to be crackdowns because, you know, we can't have the civil unrest in our streets. And, I mean, we're just going to start seeing more and more control as the government and the leaders try to get a hold of the situation that they probably created themselves.
Well, that's definitely one scenario where if there were nationwide riots, Trump could declare a national state of emergency, suspend the Constitution, and, you know, basically turn this place even further into a dictatorship. We didn't think Trump was that sort of a president, but he has been a bit of a disappointment since his election. We know that there have been past instances where they were trying to start nationwide riots over the shooting of the black kid by the white kid, Zimmer.
Yeah, anyway, Zimmerman in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, the media was predicting there were going to be riots in every major city in America, and the government had to be ready to deal with it. And it didn't happen because I think people were starting to understand that's what the government wanted. And one of the things that I encourage people to do when they visit my website, I have an entire subsection devoted to the FBI's COINTELPRO program from the 1960s. And COINTELPRO, which stood for Counterintelligence Program, had absolutely nothing to do with fighting crime or fighting terror. It was all about violating the civil rights of American citizens to block dissent, to derail and undermine several groups. The anti-war movement was very high on their list. They wanted to fan up the civil rights, the racism issue at a time when Martin Luther King was trying to bring everybody together. The FBI was trying to split them apart. They even went after the early feminists and the Native Americans. And fortunately, some very brave individuals broke into an FBI field office in the 1970s, and they got the documents, and they blew the whistle. And it was such a shock to the American people who, because of radio and rather TV shows and movies, didn't have that kind of an image of the FBI behaving like a Gestapo. Congress was forced to hold hearings and pass laws saying it would never happen again. Unfortunately, those laws have been rescinded. And we are seeing indications of the FBI's bad behavior yet again. So I'm hoping that if, in fact, starting some kind of a nationwide riot is the agenda, that Americans of all colors, all genders, all orientations are going to realize that's what's going on. And they'll just stay home and say, I'm not falling for this. I'm not getting in on this.
Right. That's exactly what I hope to see, too. The problem is going to be when the trouble comes to your door, you've got no option but to defend yourself and to defend your family. And then, of course, everything's just going to escalate and continue to escalate because other people are going to jump in. And, I mean, it's something that could easily fall apart. The FBI actually was just accused. You know how they, I'm just going to say this in quotes, stopped the bombing on the 4th of July in Cleveland and Philadelphia? They've just been accused yet again of setting that guy up and basically encouraging him to do it and then arresting him for what they told him to do. And, you know, we've seen this happen over and over and over.
Yeah,
definitely not on our side.
It's a constant ongoing pattern. It's interesting as we see this brouhaha going down between Congress and the FBI and the Department of Justice. And we have all these people like Sessions and the current FBI director coming on out, trying to get Michael Horowitz to tone down the IG report because we've got to protect the image of our nation's institutions, such as the Department of Justice and the FBI. But I think to most Americans, that it's way, way too late. We're seeing just how corrupt all of this is. We look back at Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and he's out there slapping around a bunch of opiate-dealing drugs, which he should, but not involved in the immigration thing. No investigation of Hillary's email server. No investigation of the Clinton Foundation. He just gave a complete get-out-of-jail-free card to Imran Awan, who got this wrist slap plea deal for lying on, I think it was a loan application. That was it. And saying that there was no evidence that there was any spying going on inside the U.S. Capitol. And the document is provably wrong. There are at least four different reasons why it's a complete lie. It's like when Comey let Hillary off. You know, yes, here are the felony laws that she broke, but she didn't mean to do wrong. So we're going to recommend no charges, which, by the way,
it's
was
outrageous.
Not the FBI director's job.
Yeah, it's absolutely outrageous. But, you know, the interesting thing about that was the timing of his announcement that they were reopening the investigation. You know, if you're a person who really believes that everybody's vote counts, that could definitely be something that people look at and say that was the turning point. And that was when Trump pulled ahead of Clinton.
Oh, there's no question that it definitely harmed Hillary, but it wasn't something Comey did deliberately. His hand was forced by the Southern District of New York because they had gotten Anthony Weiner's laptop, which had formerly been Huma Abedin's laptop, because of his little sexting crime.
Right.
And on it, they had discovered all of these emails and classified documents, and they kept saying to FBI and Justice, what are we going to do with this? What are we going to do with this? And they kept getting a pushback, just sit on it. And finally, the prosecutors in the Southern District said, we are going public with this unless you do something now. So Comey's
right.
hand was forced on that.
And thank goodness he was, because I have to think that a Clinton presidency would be far, far worse than a Trump presidency. And I'm not absolutely delighted with the Trump presidency. So, I mean, that's really going far. But I think that we would already be at war if Hillary Clinton had been elected. And, oh, my gosh, the gun laws that she would have tried to get passed. I mean, it would have been a nightmare.
Yes, it would have been a nightmare, along with, of course, two Supreme Court judges who are liberal rather than conservative. I mean, I worked very hard in 2016 to get Trump his current job, not because I was that enthusiastic about him, but because I saw Hillary Clinton as a danger to world peace and the future of the United States of America. Pardon me. And so he has unfortunately been a disappointment, and it's kind of amazing to see how Robert Mueller and Rod Rosenstein are still going after him, because so far he's given the war party everything that they want. Anyway, we have to take a 3-minute break for commercials. We'll be right back here with Daisy Luther after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're talking with Daisy Luther, the webmaster of the organicprepper.com. There's a link to it from whatreallyhappened.com. And we're talking about, or at least we started talking about, the growing incivility and whether it is just the result of the frustrations of people who didn't get what they wanted in the 2016 election. Or is it being specifically orchestrated and driven and organized to some other nefarious purpose? We know that past presidents have often talked about how much easier things would be if they were dictators. George Bush used to joke about that all the time. And if there were nationwide riots, then the door would be open to a declaration of a national emergency, suspension of what few remains of our rights, confiscate the guns, and so forth and so on. Which way do you think it's going? Is it just the liberals' inability to accept failure and accept their own mistakes? Or do you really think that there's something really just driving this incivility along? I mean, besides, obviously, Maxine Waters.
Right. Well, I think it's a combination of the two. There's a lot of people in the Democratic leadership and the liberal idealism that are encouraging others to resist and be incivil and call people out and ostracize them and embarrass them publicly if they disagree. And being embarrassed is probably the best case scenario because they're getting outright violent. There was a case just this past weekend where some guy went and grabbed a baseball cap along with a handful of hair off a boy's head when he was at a meal with his parents at Whataburger, and I think it was in Texas, because he was wearing a MAGA hat. And I just, what? Like, who does that to a kid? That's just mind-blowing to me. And, you know, I've read about people getting their tires slashed because they have a Trump bumper sticker on. And, you know, getting their cars damaged. I mean, this is really ridiculous that we have come to this point. Trump was elected just like Obama was elected, and there's really nothing you can do about that for 4 years. So there is, you know, to a certain degree, you have to deal with it. And I really think that they haven't thought this through, because the people who are so adamantly anti-Trump, if they did get him impeached, they would end up with Pence, who is even further from being able to accept the things that they want the president to accept than President Trump is. I mean, you know, Pence is extremely, extremely pro-life. He is extremely, extremely anti-gay. It's just how he is. So I can't imagine that people have really thought through what getting Trump out of office would actually do.
Yeah, that's definitely it. And I've seen in a lot of places where they're still clinging to this idea that if Trump can be brought down, that somehow Hillary can be put back in. But that's not the way that it works. One of the things that we have been seeing coming out of liberalism of late, neoliberalism, if you will, is a sincere desire to believe that the world is very different from what it actually is. And then to be very angry with anybody who says that's not what's going on. The real world is actually a little bit different. And in some ways, it's almost become a cult and a religion. And you're right. Their actions, without thinking them through, definitely follows the hallmarks of being a dangerous cult. And I don't want to see a civil war in the streets of America. I don't want to see rioting in the streets of America. I'm absolutely convinced that the long-term destiny of our federal government is collapse like the former Soviet Union, and we're going to have to be ready to just sort of ride that out, which is why I pay a lot of attention to prepping websites. So it is a crazy time. I don't think since the December convention riots back in the 60s, that I've seen this kind of open hostility. And those December riots stayed at the convention center. They weren't spreading all across the country.
Yes, it's really getting widespread. The best thing that people can do who don't want to be involved in this is really, I know this is going to make me sound like Holly Hobby with rainbows, is to start getting to know your neighbors and getting along with your neighbors, because it all starts at home. It doesn't start on some grand scale where, you know, you're reaching 90% of the country. It starts at home. It starts right in your own neighborhood, thinking about, you know, the people that your kids play soccer with and their parents and the people who live down the street. Oh, maybe somebody has a broken leg and you can go help them out by, you know, shoveling their snow. And these sound like really ridiculous, silly things. But when we start seeing each other as
human beings,
I'm
absolutely in agreement with you on that. We need to start rebuilding our community connections now, and we're going to have to be prepared to take care of each other if, in fact, I am correct, and we're going to see a collapse of the central federal government. And the time to do it is now.
Right. You know, you've got to start seeing your fellow Americans as human beings, no matter what their race, religion, or culture is like.
Absolutely. Okay, Daisy, we got to take another break for commercials. This one's going to be 4 minutes long, and we'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Daisy Luther, the webmaster of the Organic Prepper. We're talking about the rising incivility bordering on violence that seems to have become commonplace in our society, as Daisy points out. We're looking at extreme behavior on both ends of the political spectrum that doesn't really represent middle Americans, but the media is really focusing on that. And I'm looking at your website, and I'm looking at your opinion archives, and I'm seeing an article that you wrote on this. Is the media deliberately trying to spawn Civil War 2.0? And it's apparently had a lot of readers, a lot of comments here. What led you to write this article?
You know, just the things that the headlines that I was seeing, for example, you see a lot of headlines out there that make things sound like huge, huge majorities of the people are participating in these incivil acts and doing these, you know, they're just stirring up how terrible the other side is. And, you know, some of this, I really think, borders on propaganda, if it's not outright propaganda. I mean, I believe there's always a little bit of truth in the background of the stories, but it's really blown up to a point where people are beginning to hate and fear each other. And, I mean, it kind of seems deliberate to me.
Well, yeah, all of a sudden, after decades of hate is bad and hate is wrong and, you know, and hate crimes legislation, and all of a sudden hate is becoming fashionable. And I'm looking at some of the information that you put in here about attacks on people, and it's not just attacks at restaurants. You know, we've seen people drive into crowds of protesters. We've seen there was a flashbang grenade used at one of these Antifa versus pro-Trump protests. Apparently, a lot of cyber stalking, cyber bullying going on, and. Our nation has lost its moral compass, or to be more accurate, it's been stolen away from us.
Right.
And I agree. We are being encouraged to basically lose that moral high ground. And we're becoming barbaric, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, absolutely we are. Except now our weapons are a little bit different. You know, the weapons now, people are doxing each other and putting all their public or their private information out there in public and finding photographs of them in compromising positions. And, you know, like doxing, that is a horrible thing to do to anyone. Putting people's home addresses and the addresses of their family members, that's a horrible thing to do. And yet, it's not punished. Not punished at all. It's not considered a criminal act. It's considered kind of heinous by some people, but it's not considered criminal. And there was a professor at NYU who was proclaimed a hero by Antifa for doxing ICE employees and posting their home addresses online. Like, that is nothing more than a call for violence.
Well, that appears to be true, because that may have been how these people who knew where this ICE official lived to dump this mutilated carcass of an animal on his front porch. We have a caller on the line who's got a question for you. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. What do you have for Daisy?
Hi, Dustin.
Hi, how are you? I'm in New Jersey. I'm behind enemy lines. Hey, I was wondering, what do you think about what it's the same thing going on in Europe? You think this is a decline of the Western Empire, you know what I mean? Like, just it's decadence, and it's just nobody's getting along. It's just part of the process of a dead empire.
It really does seem that way, doesn't it? Because we're seeing a big reflection, a lot of the same things happening. You know, maybe we're not quite as far down the road in some ways as Europe, and maybe in some ways we're further. But, you know, Europe is seeing a lot of trouble with a huge influx of immigrants, like a dangerous influx of immigrants. And, you know, we're beginning to see the problems with that if we're watching it over there in Europe. A lot of people here want to deny that that's happening. But, yeah, it does seem to be a Western society kind of thing.
Well, it's all being driven by the globalists who, you know, who want to knock down all the borders. And as a matter of fact, if you listen to the rhetoric coming out of the liberals today, they're out there saying there should be no borders. You know, everybody should be allowed to come in here. They're demanding that there be no more private business, and everything is under central economic control of the government. Well, when I was a kid, that was called communism. And
yes.
Again, if we're linking this loss of civility to the push for a one world government, then it definitely is something that is being orchestrated and funded and paid for.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, it's because we're seeing the whole thing happening over and over again in all these different countries. I mean, it's pretty obvious that it is just a bit of a grand plot. I mean, I hate to sound like, you know, this wild-eyed conspiracy theorist, but if the shoe fits or the tinfoil hat fits, sometimes you got to wear it. There's an essay by Sir John Glubb called The Fate of Empires and the Search for Survival. It's only 24 pages, so it's a good thing to read. And he wrote this work when he was 79, after he had been a soldier and traveled the world and analyzed history. And the final stage of any empire is the age of decadence. Some signs of this are political dissension, so Antifa, and all the things that are going on now, an influx of foreigners, the welfare state, despair. Think about all the different people who are diagnosed with depression. I think it's like 300 million people just in the United States. Depravity.
That's almost the entire population.
It's insane, right? But that essay was written 40 years ago, and it's like it was a prophecy. You should really read it.
I have read it, and I agree with it absolutely, that all nations go through a life cycle, and we seem to be nearing the end of ours, which is why I really do think we're going to see a Soviet Union-style collapse of our government, probably triggered by an economic correction, to use the polite word.
Yes.
I guess I want to throw in, remember, Antifa's worldwide. I think they're called Black Bloc, right, in Europe?
I believe so.
And I just want to say, in terms of George Soros, oh, yeah, he's part of the ringleader because he's worldwide. You know, I mean, he's one of the instigators, but he's just one small part of the big puzzle. You know, it's just sad what we're, you know, like you said, the last stage is decadence. That would be the bread and circuses stage, which you see on the TV screen and on the street, pretty much. You know.
So yeah.
That's all I gotta say.
I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, we're in that final stage here, and no nation lasts forever. I mean, China's done amazing, for being around for 2,000 years, until you realize it's actually had to reinvent itself several times. The China of today is not the China of 2,000 years ago. Thomas Jefferson, when he first kicked off the United States, he said it was only going to last 100 years before corruption and rot would make it unusable. And so we've made it 242 years, which is pretty good. But again, all governments have life cycles, and they go through that cycle of birth and growth. Then they get complacent. Then they get dependent on the government. We've already been there for a very long time. Out of that dependency comes tyranny, and then you get into the final stages of despair. Opening the borders, bringing in people to vote in the elections, which is what they're doing, trying to just drag more wealth into this country somehow because we're so hopelessly in debt. And everybody along the way in the government knew what they were doing when they did it, when they created the Federal Reserve. They knew it was, in the long run, going to be bad for the nation. But, hey, they were going to get their goodies right then and there. And a big failure, I think, of people who go into politics, aside from the fact that they're pretty much self-serving, greedy sociopaths, is they never really do think long-term. It's always the next election, the next stockholders meeting. What do I do that gets me what I want now? More money, an intern, so forth. And they really don't think what's going to be happening in 100, 200 years based on what they're doing, because they figure it's not their problem. They're going to be out of office, or they're going to be dead.
Well, this is very true. And the thing that I just want to remind people of, because this sounds really gloomy and really apocalyptic and dystopian, but people are going to survive this. You know, this isn't the end of the world. This isn't the great meteor or anything like that. And it is definitely something that is survivable if you have a survival mindset. And, yes, you know, that's the thing that people really need to be focusing on now, is that survival mindset. What can you do for yourself? How can you be independent? How can you be self-reliant? Because that is what's going to see you and your family through this and anything else that's going to come our way.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. And again, it's not doom and gloom, and it's not the asteroid killing the dinosaurs, because the model I like to use again is the former Soviet Union. And conditions in the former Soviet Union before its collapse were really, really terrible. And then it all came apart, and there was a short period while the Russian republics organized, but life today in the Russian republics is a lot better. And so we're going to have to go through some tough times. We're going to have to be prepared for the tough times. But on the far side, there's going to be a better world for our children and grandchildren to live in.
Right. The answer to that, though, is we just have to pay attention, and we have to know what we want. We have to know what we want to avoid to make that better future for our children and grandchildren. And
well,
just by watching this stuff. Sorry.
Yeah, that's a big part of what we talk about over at whatreallyhappened.com. I mean, my number one agenda for whatever country we set up on this land is no more private central banking, because that is the root of all the evils that are bringing down so many nations across the globe.
Amen. You for president. Let's
I actually tried running in 2016 under the slogan, he could hardly do any worse. And I may have to dust that off in 2020.
You may have to. You may have to.
I mean, actually, I've been approached about being the vice presidential candidate for the Wild Party.
I didn't even know there was a Wild Party, but that sounds kind of awesome.
Neither did I until they said it. But apparently they're going to run a campaign in 2020 and they want me as their vice president.
Well, you go. I can say I talked to you when.
Yep.
That's awesome.
I think it's a joke. I think it's another joke, but yes, I'll go on in. Yes, I'll be president of the vice.
And, you know, I just have to say something about presidential elections. This last one, I mean, I'm sorry. I know a lot of people really like President Trump, but I felt like it was a choice between herpes and gonorrhea. And, you know, do you want the one that you have for life or the one that makes you go insane? And, you know, can't we do better than that? Shouldn't the president be, like, the best two people our country has to offer instead of the lesser of two evils? The lesser of two evils makes me want to pull my hair out.
And it's a stupid way to run a country, because the lesser of two evils is still evil. The issue is that power corrupts, and, you know, Trump is not the man that we saw campaigning, but then they seldom are. And, you know, he did ignite the imagination of America, first of all, with talk about putting Hillary Clinton in jail, which has not happened. He promised he was going to get out of the wars, but then so did Obama. He promised he was going to look into vaccine safety. That's apparently on a back burner. And one of the most important ones, he was going to look into the issue about whether our elections were really honest or not. And for some reason, he closed down his Election Integrity Commission and turned it all over to the Department of Homeland Security. That, to me, unless he's already decided he's only going to be a one-term president, that guarantees he's going to lose in 2020. I'll tell you what we really need. And I wish we could get it before November. We need a national voter ID law. And the majority of Americans say we should have a voter ID law, that we cannot allow people to vote who are not entitled to vote here. And, of course, you have all the open borders people out there screaming, oh, you're just being racist again. You're being racist. No, I'm not being racist. Illegal is not a race.
Exactly. And you know what? I'm not saying Trump is the Antichrist. I mean, I don't like hate the guy. I just think that we do have better people in the United States than we have put in office in the last, gosh, since I've been alive.
Yeah, but the machine never allows them to get close.
Never.
I mean,
never.
By the time we go to voting booths, the list of candidates is narrowed down to the corporate approved, corrupted, always serve Israel pre-selection for us. And I think the Democrats pretty much established in 2016, we're not even allowed to pick our own candidates anymore.
Yes.
I mean, they rigged that primary against Bernie Sanders. If Sanders had won against Hillary, I might have supported him over Trump.
I wouldn't have, because he's a socialist and I just can't support that ideology. I don't think he's a horrible person.
Have you seen his new house?
Yeah.
It's hard to think of this guy as a socialist when he's got this huge, expensive house. I mean,
he's a socialist for the rest of us.
Where's the socialism on his sleeve? Or he's one of these socialists who wants everybody else to be socialist, but he wants a big pile of money.
Exactly. Yeah, he's a socialist for the rest of us.
Yes.
We definitely don't
Did we lose Justin? Is he still there? Oh, we have another caller on the line. Larry in Washington, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, have you ever read Nestor Webster's World Revolution?
No, I have not.
Well, what is happening here to America looks to me to be about the same thing that she said during the French Revolution, that we are basically going into it because there is a gay group now called Walkout.
They're not just gay. It was started by a gay guy, but it's gone viral. It's across the whole spectrum: gays, straights, men, women, young, old, and it's really taking off. And that's why the Democrats are so nervous.
I know, but in the world, in France, during their revolution, when they followed basically behind us, that it was. Everybody was included in this thing at first, but afterwards they started murdering their own, you know, the old cliche of sharks eating sharks.
Yeah, that's true. It wasn't one revolution. It was actually a series of revolutions from 1793 to 1808, and the later revolutions turned on the earlier revolution leaders. Anyway, listen, Larry, got to let you go. Got to take another three-minute break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of today's program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. We're still talking with Daisy Luther, the webmaster of the Organic Prepper. And we're talking about the civility problem in this country, where it's almost like we're being encouraged to be less communicative, less rational and more violent. You had Robert Creamer's admitted organizing violence against Trump supporters. Loretta Lynch was encouraging people to take to the streets. Eric Holder's Justice Department literally imported rioters in the Trayvon Martin affair. And then you have George Soros, who's funding Black Lives Matter and Antifa. So I'm starting to swing over to the idea that this isn't just a social phenomenon, that it is, in fact, being engineered.
Yeah, it really sure does seem that way. You know, I guess the big message that I want to leave everybody with tonight is that we have to just take responsibility for ourselves and our own actions in this. We can't get sucked into the hatred and the fighting and, you know, the inhumanity that we're seeing. At the same time, we have to be prepared to protect ourselves and our families and our homes. Because, you know, as things escalate, violence could come to your door.
Yeah, that's definitely an issue. And a lot of our show's listeners are preppers. I'm sure they're going to be looking at your website for other things they might be listening. But you remember the first rule of preppers, right?
Cardio. No, wait, that's not.
No, you don't talk about being a prepper, because that
yes,
sets
exactly.
you up as a target when things go south.
Exactly.
And you know how you can tell a prepper, right?
No, how?
They're the ones not eating out of the trash dumpsters after a flood or other natural disaster.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, there are so many things that you can do to get prepared for civil unrest. I mean, civil unrest can happen anywhere. Ferguson was a town of like 21,000 people. Ferguson was not the big city. So that should tell all of us that it can happen anywhere. If there is an outrage or a perceived outrage, civil unrest can come to your door. And a lot of the people participating in civil unrest aren't even from your town. They get bussed in to, you know, make it look even worse. So it's important to be prepared to hunker down in situations like this, or to get the heck out of Dodge. Because really, if people are rioting outside your house, being there and trying to defend your home against a giant mob, I mean, it's not the best idea, especially if you have vulnerable family members. If you've got children or something like that, really getting out of town in a situation like that is your best bet. And that's not being cowardly. That's being sensible. That's protecting your kids.
So it's always important to have one little bag that's already packed that you can throw in the back of your car.
Yep, and a full tank of gas. And a full tank of gas. You should always have a full tank, or at least 3/4 of a tank. I try not to let my car get less than 3/4.
That's exactly what we do here as well, especially since our ballistic missile warning and our volcano and our flood. Anyway, there's the music. It's the end of the show. And Daisy Luther, thank you for spending time with us and sharing the information. Once again, her website, theorganicprepper.com. And there's a link from my website to her website. So check it on out. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here. Share it with others. We've got to get the word out before this situation deteriorates any further. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.